The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Bella Magazine.
Morning, with a smile on your face, and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. And yes, you're beautiful as you feel. And nothing's more beautiful than Bella and the April issue. The cover is gorgeous. I have in the studio with me Kelly McLeod, who is here with us from Bella, and her guest, Stacey Costavecchi with Gulf Coast Kids House. I'm so happy to see you this morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thank you. So this cover is gorgeous.
Isn't that great? All the colors.
Oh my gosh. And she's beautiful.
Yes, yes, of course. It looks and feels arty, doesn't it? And that's the cover, Artful Adventures.
Yes, I love it. I love the theme. I love everything about it. So tell us everything about this issue.
So everything art. And what I love is, you know, Pensacola has a lot of great creatives and artists. And I think there's some well-known ones we all know. But this issue kind of finds some different artists that maybe people haven't heard of, which I think is cool. And our cover story looks at dance and pottery, different types of art, which that's fun.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Well, we have kind of an underground here.
We do, and I don't know if a lot of people know that. I'm always learning more and more, and it's really cool.
It's amazing because there are so many people. We have so many great artists. I love that you did a profile on Mandy Glickman. She's a friend of mine. Her husband is a director that I've worked with over at Pensacola Little Theater, Jeff, who's also a director, actor, and musician. He has a band that he plays in town.
Very talented.
And so you have so many different kind of... how do I put this? Eclectic people in our community.
Which is what makes it great.
Yes. And we have all these little tucked away galleries and we have art shows. And in fact, the Pensacola Beach Chamber is going to be doing their art show in May.
That's right. That's
coming up.
They've
moved it from the fall to May. And of course, we've got the big arts festival in the fall.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's very present.
It is.
But I think sometimes we forget and then talk about, to me, moving here and discovering that we have a ballet, a symphony, an opera, theaters. I mean, it's incredible.
They're all going strong. I mean, they have great attendance, great performances.
And very professional quality.
Yes.
It's not like sometimes you go into community and you go see the shows and you're like,
oh, bless their hearts.
Yeah,
they're trying.
I'm glad they had fun. As an audience member, I'm not too sure, but I'm so glad that they're having fun. It was such a, when someone comes up, such an interesting performance. Love the costumes.
Love the costumes.
Oh my gosh.
That's always the uh-oh. But that's not the case here because really everything I see here and everything that people do is pretty extraordinary. And dance.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing we have. It's incredible when you see the Ballet Academy has, I think, 300 kids that participate. I had no idea.
And that's just one academy.
Right.
I don't know all the names, but I'm always hearing about different ones. There's all kind of different.
Oh, there's plenty of different children's theater groups and different people that have theater for kids and theater classes. I mean, there's so many different things.
Yep.
So it's exciting that you are covering this in Artful Adventures.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with it. You know, I drive through underneath Graffiti Bridge. I cannot talk.
It's okay. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. Graffiti Bridge. Say that three times real fast.
You can't. You just can't.
But, I mean, the quality of the graffiti is amazing. When I was growing up, you know, we were just putting our names up there.
Right?
Yeah. Not that I did that because it was illegal back then.
Isn't someone chronicling that now or somebody was doing a book, I think?
Facebook page or something.
They definitely have a Facebook page and they will chip away at the graffiti bridge and make, like, jewelry out of it. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm kind of scared. That makes it even more unstable. We don't have enough problems with trucks hitting it.
That's true. That is true.
But, you know,
I love that all these murals have been popping up all
over town. They're so beautiful. Yes. And we're seeing them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Which is cool. Not to mention the pelicans, our little pelicans that are everywhere.
There's a new Welcome to Pensacola sign going up.
That's what I heard.
Bayfront and Gregory or something like that.
Yes, I think that's this week.
Yeah. I saw it under construction.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, I just learned.
You got to pay attention. I know.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You heard it first right here on Pep Talk.
Thank you and good night.
That's right. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Kelly about Bella, and we're going to talk about Gulf Coast Kids House here in a minute, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and our experts are here, so this is the time to get your answers.
I love being called an expert.
Well, you are. She's a publisher. She's an expert on all things Pensacola, no doubt.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
But you also mentioned the Dixon School of the Arts, which is an incredible program.
Oh, my gosh. And the pictures of the children, they're just so happy and talented and having fun. Our photographer said it was one of her favorite shoots she's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's been sort of a movement. I know that there's obviously the STEM movement is fantastic, and there's a lot to be said for that. Mm-hmm. But there's been some sort of a taking the art and music classes and chorus and things like that out of the school system. As you may have guessed, I'm absolutely 1,000% against that because as an artist myself, I just think dance classes, singing classes, just being able to enjoy music for the sake of enjoying it gives kids so much confidence.
And it also increases learning.
Yes.
It helps open up the brain pathways for learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In this article about Dixon, they talk about STEAM.
Oh,
so science, technology, arts, and math.
Oh, I love that.
And they really do all go together.
I think you can't have one without the other. I really do. I really believe that.
Well, they're all creative. Science is creative. And yeah, technology, programming, it's all creative.
Well, and learning how to think out of the box.
Yep.
And also learning for me, one of the things was that anything goes. So with painting, not to be judgmental or critical of what lands on the canvas.
Right. Otherwise, you don't get anywhere.
I used to be executive director of Visual Arts Center over in Panama City. And so, of course, I was like not an artist, but I was running the organization. But the first time I went in and took a painting class, I was kind of like, I'm terrible at this. I'm bad. And she kept saying, there is no bad.
No.
It's just creative. It's just you. You can't fail at this.
Funny the stories we tell ourselves.
Right.
I remember. So what was it, 12, 13 years ago, I went to work for you at Gulf Coast Kids House?
Yes.
And what's one of the first things I told you? I'm not a writer.
Oh.
I was doing,
oh, my goodness.
I was doing outreach and development. And when it came to either any kind of writing or whatever, I'm like, well, you do this. I'm not the writer. Meanwhile, harboring the secret desire to be a writer.
Of course. Yeah. We tell ourselves, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, there's something very freeing about art. And if you can just get out of your head and just enjoy the listening to music, it's so therapeutic.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We pull canvases out at home and just paint. It's just relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Painting to music, painting while you're dancing, that's always.
Ooh. That might have to be an outdoor activity, but that does sound fun.
Yeah.
I went to a concert once, and they had somebody painting on stage, and as the songs changed and the tempo, the art changed.
Cool.
It was really cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
So you have a special guest today. Stacy is here with us. So let's talk about
Stacy. She is one of my very good friends because as soon as I went to work from her, you know how sometimes you just click with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And we just clicked.
We did.
And there was one moment when, of course, we're all being professional, but there was one moment she and I looked at each other and we're like, oh, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We get each other.
Yeah. It's really actually, it all started with a song, too.
It was my ringtone.
Kelly must have volunteered at our front desk. And then Eye of the Tiger started playing.
Yes.
And
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
She came walking out of her office and peered around the corner and was like,
bump, 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 bump. That one. Yeah.
Yep,
if I'd known that, I would have played that this morning for you.
Oh, yeah. That could have been
It was predominant on a not well-known TV show. And we're like, you watch that? I love that. We're best friends for life.
Yeah.
There you go. And then it just kept getting weirder because she grew up right across
two houses from my current house. Yeah.
And I grew up right across from her uncle, basically.
Right, in the neighborhood I was living in at that time.
Yeah, so eventually we're like, are we related?
That's 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, it became like 1 or 2 degrees.
Yeah. I just found that someone that works here actually went to school with a cousin of mine in Marymount College in New York.
Whoa.
Yeah, believe me, it was such a weird, what?
Those things are always fun.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh.
I love that.
So Gulf Coast Kids House,
as
you know, is one of my favorite organizations, and you do so much for the children in this community. So talk a little bit about that, because there might be someone listening this morning that maybe heard of you, but really doesn't understand what you do.
Oh, absolutely. And the word house in our name, I think, gets it equally confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, children don't live with us, but we are a child advocacy center. So when there is an egregious case of abuse, a child will come to Gulf Coast Kids House, and there we support the family with advocacy. We do medical exams right there on site so that children can learn that their body's okay and we can document any injuries. We do a recorded forensic interview so the child doesn't have to repeat their story over and over again. And that interview is observed by the investigators working the case so that they get all the information they need frozen in time on that video. We have prosecutors in the building, so they prosecute the cases. We were 94% successful last year. And
that's
we have
an incredible number.
It is.
And before Kids House, it was 10, 20% or something?
Yeah, below 20% because these investigations were so disjointed and none of the adults were talking to each other. So they were traumatizing the child by making them repeat their story over and over again. So we've really nailed down that system and are really trying to hone in on the mental health recovery at this point. So we're basically a one-stop shop for child abuse.
And you're a nonprofit.
We are a nonprofit.
So people need to understand that you do get some grant money, I'm assuming.
Yes.
But primarily it's the community support.
Absolutely. And April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we are just sharing about child abuse prevention everywhere that we can. We know that with our promotions during April, we actually see an increase in child abuse reports because people are more aware. They're starting to understand what abuse might look like and learning how to report through our outreach efforts.
Can you give our listeners some parameters for that? So, I mean, some of the signs that might be indicating to you that a neighbor's child or someone maybe in school or one of your children's friends, you start to, what are the signs and when is it appropriate to say something and what is the best way to do that?
So it's always appropriate to say something and to make a report. It is actually mandatory for anyone over 18 to report suspected abuse. And you do that through 1-800-96-ABUSE, the DCF hotline. Some indicators that abuse might be happening is it's tough, you know, because sometimes it's just a child that used to be really outgoing, kind of retreating inside themselves, or vice versa, if they were really quiet and now they're acting out. Hygiene can be an indicator, and especially like any UTI in a child can be a good indicator of sexual abuse. But really, we just tell people to look for that change in behavior in a child because that's your biggest indicator. And talking with kids early and often about what is and isn't appropriate. And making sure that every child in your life has 5 safe adults, 1 for every finger in their hand, and that those adults need to be a mixture of people that are in their home and out of their home.
So 5, that's interesting. I've not heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes adults are really bad listeners, and sometimes children are tough communicators. Mm-hmm. So they, especially if you're not using the correct anatomical terms, they might try to tell you that something's happening, like someone took their cookie and you're like, well, that's good. You should share.
Gosh.
And so you can just totally miss the mark with kids. And so it's important to have 5 people because sometimes we don't catch it. Sometimes they don't say it. And sometimes the abuse is in the house, which is why, well, most of the time it's in the house, which is why we say inside the home and out of the home.
Because obviously there's a certain denial, particularly if it's a spousal situation.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that can be tough too.
A lot of denial.
Yeah. But what you do is extraordinary, and you with the 94% case, that's a phenomenal number. So kudos to you and everything that you're doing there, really.
I just get to talk about the good stuff. Everyone else does the hard work.
Yeah.
It's an amazing team in that building that all works together, the multidisciplinary team of all the different agencies she mentioned all coming together to work on the cases. And so much care and detail has gone into every aspect of Gulf Coast Kids House, the way it is designed and laid out, and the rooms where they might ask them questions or the medical exam room. It's all to make it feel comfortable and safe for children.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing the cookies?
We are not.
Oh, okay.
I know.
That there was a point at which they would cook some cookies, and when you walked in, you could smell homemade chocolate chip cookies.
That's yes.
So that
we
was
should
funny.
Pick that back up, but my waistline does not want that.
I understand.
Yes.
Completely.
But it's for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have someone that just sent in a comment, one of our listeners. We used Gulf Coast Kids House 5 years ago for an issue with my daughter. They were amazing. They got us through the hardest situation in our lives.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for sending that in.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Thank you, and thank you for the team at Kids House.
Yeah,
the success stories make it all worth it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just incredible work being done there and incredible humans doing the work.
So if someone wanted to contribute or donate or wanted some more information, where do they need to go to do that?
They can just go to our website, gulfcoastkidshouse.org, and there are so many opportunities to contribute during the month of April. Today is actually our first day of Taste of Twelfth. It's a new fundraiser that we're doing.
I've been seeing the information. Tell us about that. I've been seeing that online and on Facebook.
It's something that we've always wanted to do, and so we just decided to try it this year. But we partnered with all the restaurants and breweries along 12th Avenue, so people can purchase a passport for $100 and then visit those restaurants and breweries for samples of items, discounts. We also had some great partners advertise in our passports, but we did it from April 3rd to the 6th because there's lots of restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so trying to hit all of those in one day seemed impossible. So
12th Avenue has changed a lot.
Yes, it has.
It's cool. A lot of good places there now.
Yeah. So we're super grateful for all of the restaurants and breweries. And it's just you're going to eat out on the weekend anyway. That's what we do, right? Eat and drink. So then just do it and you still.
So this goes through the whole weekend?
It does.
Oh, yeah, so excellent.
Do that and support Gulf Coast Kids House.
Okay. Where do you get the passport?
You can get them at Gulf Coast Kids House, and we also have some of our partners have them on site as well. So if you happen to be at the Wisteria or something, you can purchase.
So the Wisteria, I'm assuming Cactus Flower.
Yes, Wisteria, Cactus Flower. Oh gosh,
the whole list.
Yeah, there's a big old list.
Like the two breweries.
I can't talk either.
I gave you my affliction.
See, now I don't feel so bad.
Taco Truck. We have Alga and the Florida Room.
Nice.
The Gelato Company. So, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Really
I have to get my passport.
And you can get them on the website?
Yes, you can purchase them on the website, and then you pick up your little passport at Kids House.
So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and we have as our guest this morning, Bella Magazine is the sponsor of this half hour, of course, with a beautiful April issue that's just come out, and Kelly McLeod is here to talk about that, and Stacey Costavecchi is here talking about Gulf Coast Kids House. You really need to get a passport to take advantage of the Taste of the 12th, I guess it is, 12th Avenue, and also if you are interested, it's gulfcoastkidshouse.org. There are ways to volunteer and to donate.
Absolutely.
And if you have a comment or if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So what else is new with Bella Magazine now? We've got this beautiful issue that's just come out.
Yep, this April issue just came out. We're working on May. It's under design right now. That's going to be just coasting, so everything kind of coastal.
Oh, very nice.
But then,
nice.
As you know, we always like to play a little twist on things, so that'll have a little bit about kind of coasting mentally and emotionally and, like, looking at it from different angles, because that's what we like to do.
Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to do that first thing in the morning before my coffee.
Yes. And then you say you're going to stop and do it every 2 hours, but you don't.
Yes, correct. Exactly. Exactly right.
In the April issue, we've got a great fashion layout with clothes from Bloutique, one of our longtime advertisers.
Oh, nice. So we get a sense of what the new fashions are coming in.
Yep.
Anything I need to know coming in this spring?
Well, spring colors. It's always, you know, here in Pensacola and on the coast, we love our spring colors.
Okay, so looking for bright colors. Anything in particular? Because I know one year it was orange, sometimes it's pink. Anything coming to the...
There's a lot of the blues and greens, I think we always like, because they make us think of the Gulf, probably. Mm-hmm. And pink is it's always kind of holding strong. It's not my favorite color, but I don't know. I guess ever since Barbie, it's hanging strong.
Yeah, I think probably Barbie helped revitalize the pink for a while. So here's a question that has come in. Is Bella Magazine targeted strictly to women, or do men read it too? That's a good question.
I always like to tell the story of how the very first article I ever wrote in Bella, the first person who said to me, "Hey, I saw you writing for Bella now. Great article." It was a man.
Hey, I love that. So there's a yes to that question.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Especially this issue and talking about the arts and all the different things. That's
Well, and I think all issues, you
all
know,
genders.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to find the right words.
Together we make a brain.
Yes. There you go. We're doing good.
But we always like to cover multiple things and things about Pensacola and businesses. And yeah, the guys are interested in that too.
For sure. And you also cover a lot of the things that go on in town and pictures of different events.
Yeah, we talk about upcoming events. And then in the back, we always have you know, at least three events or so, social events that we've got the pictures from.
Well, and I like the story. This
and
could
the travel.
Be travel. Yes. So, of course, men and women are interested in travel. This is a great story about a trip to Utah, which I've never been, but I keep hearing from so many people that go out there and say what a great vacation
it's amazing.
It is.
Amazing. Yeah, and the pictures from that story are so great.
So that's exciting. So, yes, to answer that question, there's always a little something for everyone in this issue.
Yes.
But I'm intrigued by the different artist profiles.
There's just so many. I mean, it was hard to whittle it down to what we could fit in the magazine.
Oh, no question about it. We've got Stacey Miron is in here. You also have, let's see.
We've got the Pensacola Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm. Pensacola Museum of Art is wonderful.
Oh, and speaking of just local arts organizations, Sanger is having their 100-year anniversary right now.
They had the ribbon cutting yesterday.
Yes. That's about all I can contribute is that I know that it's happening.
It's a good one. Good
and
job.
Then the rooftop bar at the Little Theater, I think.
At the center now, as they're calling
it. Is it open?
They just had the big, I think, a big preview party, and I think they are, I think they're open, but they're like slow. I'm not sure.
I know there's definitely some events because there was the kickoff for the Ascension Wine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're having a party,
the party
for their cabaret.
Cabaret,
this Friday
I'm there
night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep, that's happening.
So like, our art scene is really blooming here.
And just as a little tease, if you're interested in finding out more about the Sanger's 100th anniversary, I just happen to have my next guest. The next half hour, we'll be talking about that.
Tune
in for more.
One thing I wanted to mention about in the April issue, we did a girls' night out at Sea Glass Beach Cottage.
Oh, fun.
I was not able to make this, unfortunately, but almost my entire team went and had so much fun. They still talk about what a good time it was.
Well, girls' nights out are always a good thing.
Yes. Right? And doing some fun, creative activity.
Yeah. Well, we know there's men's night out, too, right?
Oh.
So we'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's gender neutral.
They can take care of themselves,
though. Everyone can have a night out.
We look out for the women.
Yes, absolutely. And Sea Glass has been around a long time. Like, I want to say 15 years or so.
Wow.
I grew up with her.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Small world, Pensacola.
Pensacola.
That's so true. Okay, so we've got so many beautiful articles about artists and art, and of course, talking about so many of the different things that happen in our community. So Bella Magazine is always a very complete magazine. It's not just one or two things. It always covers a myriad of topics, which
correct.
I love. And you can get it just about anywhere. Where are some of the locations?
I always say our two biggest are Joe Patty's and the YMCA Pensacola downtown. We refill there every week. It goes bonkers. But there's all of our advertisers it's at. So Bluteak and Beret and Lee Tracy.
I know the visitor centers. I know Pensacola Beach
Visitor
Center has them.
We have them at Gulf Coast Kids House as well.
There you go.
Yep. I mean, we try to have it everywhere possible. Coffee shops. Make it very accessible. And it is free, so pick it up. You can also find us at bellamagazine.com. We have the digital flip book.
Oh, perfect.
So you're actually looking at what the magazine looks like. And we also have the individual stories posted, so it's easy to find everything.
And do you have a Facebook page, too?
We do. It's Pensacola Bella.
Pensacola Bella. That's easy to remember.
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram.
Well, believe it or not, we're almost out of time.
It just goes so fast.
So before we go, Stacey, if you can just mention one more time, Stacey Kostovecki is here with Gulf Coast Kids House. Just information on how people can help and if they need help, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So if you need help, we are happy to work with you at Gulf Coast Kids House. We are there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If you suspect child abuse, 1-800-96-ABUSE. Those reports, by the way, are anonymous. So I always like to tell people, don't feel like you're ruining someone's life by making that report. You're just getting a professional set of eyes and ears in that home. And you can find us online at gulfcoastkidshouse.org. We've got tons of events all month long, so check us out. And we're also on Facebook, so we hope to see you during the month of April.
Okay.
I think one misnomer about Kids House and the Department of Children and Family, they're not trying to take children away from families.
No.
Because the studies show that it's better to help the kids and keep them with their family in the long run. So the
Absolutely.
Goal is that improvement, right, of
the situation. Yeah, the kids want to be with their family, and the state and Gulf Coast Kids House wants that to happen as well. We just want to get the threat out of the home. But a child wants to be with their parents, and they want to be in their home. So that it's no one's goal to pull a child out of their home.
That's really important to remember. But it is the goal to have the home be a safe one.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So that's a good thing. And Bella Magazine, where can people go if they want to get that digital copy again, if they want to see online? Or
BellaMagazine.com.
Okay, BellaMagazine.com, GulfCoastKidsHouse.org. We've got two great websites you can go to and keep yourself busy this morning.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank
on
you
Pep
for
Talk
having
this
us.
Morning. Thanks to Bella Magazine for hosting Stacy and the Gulf Coast Kids House, one of the best organizations here in Pensacola for sure.
Agree.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks.
This is